Welcome to news video clip. Christian evangelicals are probably Trump's biggest supporters. I think about 90% of them have voted for him each time he's run for president. So they are hardcore. They are balls in for this 34-time felon and adjudicated rapist, Donald Trump. So there's a report that Christian evangelical leaders have been meeting with the Trump administration, which has been warning them that they're going to release some UFO files that may cause evangelical Christians to lose their faith. So here's evangelical pastor Perry Stone explaining exactly how this meeting went down.
A large number of pastors that had been invited to go to a certain state to hear some men in the United States government and others share with them a concern that they had. But he said, Perry, what they're about to release from what we're hearing, there's going to be a release concerning aliens and concerning unidentified flying object spacecraft that some of the people who were in the meeting were telling us as pastors, you need to prepare your people and you need to get ready to answer them for what you're about to hear being released. And some of it has to do with crafts that have been discovered that are not allegedly a part of our planet, and the materials they're made of are not a part of our planet. Very strange reptilian looking creatures.
Okay. So first of all, why in the world would anyone have to ask their pastor about UFOs, about alien spacecrafts and reptilian creatures? Why would you be asking your pastor that question? Wouldn't you want to ask, someone like a scientist? Wouldn't that be a little more productive? Just throwing that out there. I know it sounds like a crazy idea to actually turn to science. All righty, let's continue on here. The Trump administration announced this thing called Operation Freedom or something. They wanted to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, which Iran has been blocking off. Now, the Strait of Hormuz is a really important waterway. It's a small one in the Middle East where a lot of oil tankers come out of. And when that thing is closed, it ends up blocking the oil tankers. And Saudi Arabia, which has been behind this invasion against Iran, they've been standing shoulder to shoulder with Trump. They turned on Trump and told them that the U.S. could not use Saudi airspace or air bases. Here's NBC News.
And Garrett joins us now live. Garrett, we also have some new reporting tonight on President Trump's sudden pause of his mission to protect oil tankers from Iranian attacks in the Strait of Hormuz. This news happened overnight.
Yeah, that's right, Tom. This pause came about after a disagreement with Saudi Arabia, who said the U.S. could not use their airspace. Unhappy they'd been kept in the dark about what President Trump called Project Freedom, two U.S. officials tell NBC News. A call then between President Trump and the Saudi crown prince failed to resolve the issue.
Oops, looks like Trump blew it again. You know, he's been so obsessed with his ballroom, he hasn't been able to take the time to update U.S. allies on what he plans to do in the Strait of Hormuz. And, of course, that just backfired on him like the idiot he is. What a complete effing moron we have sitting in the Oval Office. All right, let's move on to something else crazy. I don't know if you've been following this story, but there is a cruise ship that has a hantavirus outbreak right now. And hantavirus is actually very hard to catch. It comes from the feces of rodents. You're actually inhaling the virus from, it sounds pretty gross, from rodent crap. So anyways, there is no actual cure for hantavirus, but that's not stopping these anti-COVID-19 anti-vaxxers from claiming falsely claiming that ivermectin cures the hantavirus. Here's Mary Tally Bowden, and she got suspended from her hospital during the COVID-19 pandemic. And she sued her hospital and she lost that lawsuit. So anyway, she talks about how the hantavirus is an RNA virus, so ivermectin should work against it. Except she fails to mention there have been absolutely no studies, no trials to prove this, and she can't produce any facts. Here's another guy, Jimmy Falk on Twitter X, who writes, "Good news. The hantavirus is a single-strand RNA virus. Therefore, we already know the cure, a zinc linaphone combined with zinc." Anyway, he lists hydrochlorothiazide, ivermectin in bold, and then quercetin and vitamin C. But once again, it is simply not true. Ivermectin does not cure the hantavirus. There is no cure for hantavirus. They can give people who have hantavirus medications to lessen the symptoms, but there is no cure. Ivermectin is an antiparasitic, and it has absolutely nothing to do with this virus. All right, moving on to more medical quackery. RFK Jr., as we all know, is the wacky head of Health and Human Services for the Trump administration. So RFK Jr. has come up with this idea to get Americans off antidepressants. Now, a lot of people really rely on antidepressants because they have a chemical imbalance or some other type of, you know, medical issue. And RFK Jr., who does not have a medical degree, is trying to get people to quit antidepressants because he used to be addicted to, wait for it, heroin, which has nothing to do with antidepressants. All right, I'm going to quote what he said, and I'm going to do my best RFK Jr. impression. "I happen to be an actual expert because I was addicted to heroin for 14 years, and I never wanted to be. You just have to steel yourself for 72 bad hours." Yeah, right. Okay, please do not listen to RFK Jr. Actual doctors have said it can be very dangerous to just go cold turkey on antidepressants, and it can cause a lot of problems if you just stop them. So anyways, that's all the stories we have for today. You can find the links right below the videos. Unlike the right-wing podcasters, Tim Pool and Joe Rogan and Jimmy Dore and Benny Johnson, we actually back up our stories with facts. They just sit behind a microphone and they lie to you and they cash their checks. We back up our stories. Alrighty, be sure to like and subscribe, or you can hate us and subscribe. Just be sure that you subscribe. Alrighty, we'll be back with more stories later on.